Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Here we are, we're at one of my favourite places in Skipton. A must stop-off point. It's got to be a stop-off point. Every time I'm in Skipton, we're at Busy Liz's, and I would clap. Normally when we do Stray FM recordings, I clap and I cheer and away, but we're in the lovely restaurant and everybody's enjoying their fish and chips and everybody looks so happy, so I'm not going to disturb everybody. I'm with Katie, the owner, though. Thank you for joining us. Hello.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Welcome back to Stray FM. Welcome back to the Food and Drink Show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. Since we've been a while.
Did you have a lovely Christmas and New Year?
I did, thank you. It just went rather too quickly.
Of course, of course. Right, so January, we're at the very end of January now, literally the finest little bit of it, which will please some people I know, but it's a very healthy month, and I think you will agree with me, Katie, that when we say fish and chips, I love how everybody's looking. Hello, you can all be on Stray FM if you want. I love how, I think you would agree with me, I've lost my train of thought now. The way you say fish and chips, you don't think health kick.
No, you don't. People don't necessarily understand that fish and chips is the better alternative compared to other takeaways that are available.
When thinking about takeaways and you are thinking fish and chips, how does that compare to other takeaways that might be out there for people to choose on the high street?
Yeah, I mean, there is so much choice, and fish and chips is always perceived to be one of the worst foods for you, and in fact it's actually one of the better ones.
But one of the tastiest?
Yes, as well as one of the tastiest, yeah. So it's better for you and is one of the tastiest foods you can have. We have the only process a fish goes through is the dipping in batter and then frying, and the chips are all freshly prepared on the day, and they're fried. There's no processes that they go to, so for, you know, against your pizzas, your burgers, all those different items, they've all gone through a process, where ours is fresh food that's cooked well. A couple of examples of different calories against different takeaway options. So we're saying our lightly battered fish and a half portion of chips is 530 calories. So if you go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac, that would be 952 calories.
Look out, crikey. I feel like I've put weight on just by you telling me that.
Yeah, so that's a Big Mac with large fries. So that's nearly double what is for our lightly battered fish and half.
I'm just looking on your list. Sorry, I'm astonished by this. Domino's, 1,712 calories.
That's for a medium-sized classic crust meteor pizza.
It's going to put me off tucking into one of them this weekend.
That's three times the amount of calories.
Okay, well, I think we should have a little talk through the menu. So, Busy Liz's in Skipton, Swadford Street, also on the High Street as well, Cherrycroft by the car park. Perfect to pop in for a takeaway. Morning, noon and night, they'll serve you, but there is lovely, lovely restaurants. And honestly, you can really come down, sit and relax. The staff are so friendly and helpful, and they've got a lovely menu. So, shall we have a little chat through it then, Katie?
Yep, let's do that. Okay, so to start with, anybody fancying soup? So homemade soup, we have a special soup on every day, changes every couple of days. They're all homemade, all gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian, and you can enjoy soup for less than 300 calories.
Okay, so starter soup, and there's also other starters on the menu. I can see garlic mushrooms, prawn cocktail. Not something that, you know, garlic mushrooms that you would normally associate with a fish and chip restaurant.
No, but they are very popular.
Okay, so that's the starters. There's a full starters menu there, and then let's move on to the main. So let's talk about these healthy fish and chips then.
Yes, so everybody loves fish and chips, and that's what we're world famous for, and a lot of people come to Busy Liz's for fish and chips. We do offer other products, but the main crust of it is fish and chips. So if you wanted to enjoy your traditional fish and chips, you can have a lightly battered fish with a half portion of chips for less than 600 calories.
Oh, so that's not too many workouts in the gym to burn that one off then. And also, you could also have the fish dishes without any chips. There's a lot of different fish dishes on the menu as well.
Yeah, we do. We can do a steamed fish as well. We also offer the option of half chips, half salad. We can do a full salad. We can do a jack of potato with salad. Yeah, lots of different options to make it that little bit healthier.
And then you even go to chicken.
Yeah, yes, we do. A couple of years ago, yeah, we decided to expand the menu and offer some grilled chicken options. So you can have a grilled chicken breast with peri peri sauce or barbecue sauce. And that, again, is available for less than 600 calories. And we also offer a grilled chicken burger as well.
So something for everybody. And do you know where this is sticking out to me? So if you're in a relationship and one of you is eating really healthy and one of you is not, Come to Busy Liz's, you can accommodate for both.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's also accommodating for, you know, for all the family. The children, you know, maybe want the burger and chips or the sausage and chips. Mum might be trying to, you know, watch her weight a little bit so she can come have, you know, lightly battered fish and salad and jacket potato. And we also do gourmet burgers, so should Dad want a gourmet burger with cheese, then, you know, you can have that also.
And then there's the desserts as well, which look absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, desserts are not so great when you are watching what you're eating.
Open and honest there.
Yes, we do have a good selection of desserts, and we've got a couple of new ones that we're trying out there this month as well.
And tell me what the atmosphere is like then in the restaurant. Like, what's, does it differ from day to day? When should people come?
Yeah, Mondays can be a quietish day, but obviously with the market on, can also be a busy day. Friday is always our most popular day. In fact, I was reading an article earlier today that said fish and chips was everybody who eats out away from the home on a Friday, 20% of the people will eat fish and chips.
Is seen as the day, isn't it? Fish and chips.
Yeah, so Friday's a very busy day, Saturday's a busy day, and Sunday can be a busy day as well.
So you've got all this healthy stuff on the menu, and I can see that. And it is a fabulous menu. Do pop along and have a look. But I still think I'm going to go for the fish and chips today.
I'll be having a prawn salad.
At least one of us will be healthy. Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show once again. It's been lovely to have you on.
Thank you very much. I'll see you soon, Will.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.